Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Jordana, in the studio, in the flesh. We're sitting here. I don't know. I feel a renewed energy in this show. Not that I had lost energy, but I like
same. This venue. We've spiced things up.
That's right.
We're here. I feel like, I agreed. There's great energy. We have people in the room. Just a different vibe.
It's like when a couple's like plans a date night.
Right.
You know, we get dressed for this.
An IRL experience.
IRL experience. You're right. So I want to say to the listeners, before anything, thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. Always remember, share and all those good things. This is coming out on December 1st. We have a live show December 8th. One week from today. And if you're like, it's time to stop, and time to buy a ticket. It's time to get the group involved. Find one friend. Do something. It's a Wednesday night, cold December night. Go get drinks. I can see it now. I can plan your night right now. It's at Town Hall, which is like Midtown-ish, like, right? It's Midtown
like
West.
Midtown-ish, maybe like
Times Square.
Times Square-ish.
Okay, so maybe we'll go downtown.
Like, yeah, maybe you'll go to like Flatiron,
yeah.
Or Midtown West or Midtown East.
Chelsea, yeah. Flatiron. You could even go downtown. Traffic's not so bad on a Wednesday. You go get a drink. You have a dinner with a friend or, maybe a significant other. Maybe someone you've been on dates with. Maybe it's a group of friends and you have a couple of, teenies or something like that. Not too much. We want to be okay for the show. We want to be lucid.
Funny, but not that funny.
Yeah. We want to be there. And then you're going to come to the show, put on your Wednesday's best. Listen, we'll get to SoulCycle tomorrow.
Exactly.
We'll get to Barry's another day. We'll do it on another day. Make it a night. This is what it's all about.
This is the kind of show you could go with anyone. You could go with your group chat. You could go with someone you just started seeing. You could go with your boyfriend of several years. You can go with anyone.
I think that's it's a great point because you could go with someone that is like, I think it's a great way to like, you've said this before, just like, what are they into?
Right. What are they going to laugh at?
What are they into? Yeah. Are they cool with it? These shows tend to bring up subjects that would be hard to look someone in the eye and say, what do you think of that?
Right.
Because you'd be bringing it up out of nowhere.
Do you think that's a red flag? And then like you can judge them. It's fun, but in like a fun way. Cause it's like lighthearted. It's fun. It's not so serious. And everyone in the room just wants to have a good time.
Alert the group chat, and it's betches.co/UUPLIVE21. That's UUPLIVE21. Betches.co/UUPLIVE21. Are we still taking submissions, you think, or do we?
I don't know. I mean, we're recording this pretty far in advance, so I don't really know what the level of submissions are. But
if you have a good one,
a week, so we could always swap it in if you think it's really good. We're not promising. We're still considering them, but we probably are. UUP@betches.com, UUP@betches.com. Just put in the subject what you're submitting for, dating at makeover, fuckboy or nah. Or the deal reveal, and we're gonna have such a good time. I'm so excited! Can't believe there's only 1 week left.
It's truly
the show.
We have fun. So, we're gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. We gotta stop. I'm like mad at people. Like I'm mad at the.
We're mad that you're even like
thinking about.
We even
this.
Feel like we need to do this.
There's nothing to sell here.
Yeah.
There's nothing to sell, even though we are selling hard. So I. I have my own shows. I'm going to be in Phoenix, also St. Louis, if you'd like to come out. JaredFree.com. Tickets for the U Up Live are on my website as well, if that's easier for you. I don't know why it would be. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about someone who writes in wondering if they're the asshole for using height when considering guys on the app.
It's interesting. Do we want to get into this? Do we want to read that? Or do you?
I mean, I think it's okay to consider everything or anything on the app, but also knowing that you're limiting yourself by doing so. But if you're okay with that, dating apps are about choices. Some might say too many choices. Some might say too many options, but I think it's okay to judge based on whatever you find attractive.
I can't give the advice. I can't say the thing that I say to women that have seemed to like enjoy this show and enjoy the way we mm-hmm. talk about things that I wouldn't say to the men.
Right.
You know, you are someone's foot. And yeah. like anyone that would be like.
And if a man was like. If I don't like someone who has this build, am I the asshole for swiping left on people who don't have a build that I enjoy, don't have a body type that I enjoy? I think that's fine too.
You can say the right thing wrongly. You know, yeah. like that's another part of this.
I mean, the swipe, you don't have to say anything. That's you want to swipe left, that's your choice.
Totally. But it's all in how you put it out there. And listen, that's not to say you're not going to get feedback that is upset and can't understand, and you can't really explain yourself to the people that can't understand. Like right. I posted someone messaged me, my friends and I have a bet on how tall you are.
I saw that. Yeah.
And I just, and it was funny to me because she's like, I think you're this high, or my friends and I have a dinner bet on how tall you are. How tall are you?
Okay.
So I wrote back 5'5".
Which is not true. Right.
Nothing wrong with 5'5". Right. Nothing right with 5'5". 5'5" is 5'5" to me. Like, I don't care. It's just a fact. Right. I'm not putting any emotion on it. When I tell everyone who's listened to this podcast for a long time, they know I am 5'8.5".
Yes.
But I always say 5'8".
So that, right, undersell, over deliver.
That's right.
Right.
I would rather someone go, you're not 5'8", thinking I'm taller, than me say I'm 5'9". They go, this guy's fucking out of his mind. You know, so I live in that world. Right. But if someone looked at me and was like, I don't date guys that are under 6 foot, like, I have to understand that. Like, but that's not to say I wouldn't pursue someone who has that taste. That's the that's kind of the problem. I think the societal stuff is what women are so hard on themselves, noticeably hard on themselves.
Is it wrong for you saying like they're hard on themselves thinking it's wrong that they judge people based on that?
Totally. Because they also wouldn't want to be judged themselves. And I think
dating apps are judgment apps.
Yeah. You're right.
Like they're we've called them introduction apps before, but they're judgment apps. It's like, what else are you doing on here? You're like, yes to everyone. Like,
you wouldn't be on there. That wouldn't exist if it was yes to everyone.
If it was yes to everyone, like some people are not going to make your personal cut. Doesn't mean like your personal cut is bad or good. It just means it's not what someone else is looking for. That being said, I do think that one could say you were limiting yourself. If you eliminated someone based on that, you might miss out on someone who would be otherwise great. It depends how much you value that trait.
Yeah, but you gotta, you know, you also have to salivate at a steak. Like, the wheel of what makes a relationship, part of it is I want to fuck their brains out.
Yeah.
So it is hard because, yeah, I don't think it's wrong, but you're going to find people who are assholes about you having taste. And people, and especially in this day, you know, what guys do, and I don't think it's fair at all, guys will go, well, what if I said I don't like this? You'd be mad at me. And it's like,
I don't think anyone should say anything.
Yeah,
like, I don't think anyone should. I think you can have
no
taste.
No short guys apply. Yeah, that's.
I think you can have a preference without screaming it.
Yeah, you have class.
Yeah, there's a classy way to do things and then a way that's like, that is icky. And I think that goes for both people about both things. And I think, again, there's so many different things that you could judge someone for. And like, what you think of someone is none of their business. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's read the email because we have to know what exactly is going on here.
All right. So they write, "Hey, Jordana and Jared, love the show. I've been listening for over a year, and now that I'm caught up, I'm binging all your old episodes, LOL. Am I an asshole for not considering guys on the apps that are my height or shorter? Before I get shit for disrespecting the short kings, I am willing to fully acknowledge that my issue is internal and has nothing to do with short guys. I'm on the taller side for a woman, and I have an athletic build that sometimes makes me feel like a female Hulk next to guys that are near the same height as me. So generally, I try to go for guys that I feel quote-unquote smaller around because it makes me feel way less self-conscious / not really self-conscious about it at all. But do you think this is an insecurity that I should try to look inward to fix because I could be missing out on great guys that are comparable to my size? Or is this something that is normal in considering a match? To be honest, I feel like this is an insecurity I'll probably live with my whole life, but I don't know if I'm being too shallow by considering height / size in a prospective match. Thanks in advance. Please do a show in Tampa or Orlando soon."
We would love to do a show anywhere you guys will come to a show, especially New York City, December 8th.
Exactly.
Bring your friends. I want to defend this person. I don't think there's anything wrong with what they wrote. I agree. A short answer, sail on, sailor.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I mean, it's funny. I wonder if men ever have this thought themselves, because I feel like I, when dating, would have that thought all the time. I would have a very similar thought of like, you know, like, I wish I didn't care about, like, you know, for me, it was height too, because I'm a taller girl too. But I'd be like, oh, there's a lot of good looking, great guys who are like my height or even like an inch or two shorter than me. And I wish, like, am I limiting myself by not doing that? And I have dated guys who were my height or a little bit shorter. And there's usually something a little missing for me.
Let me ask you in a different way. Mm-hmm. Men do feel this way.
Okay.
I feel a little bit fraudish if I, like, you are your explore page as a man.
Okay.
You know, whatever
you're exploring. I hope that's not true for me, because it's like so lame. Because especially when you're wedding planning, it's just like all fucking losery, like wedding shit.
But women, women follow other women for their styles. So I expect their explore page is somewhat their style.
Okay.
Men, and this is, you know, reality, follow women that they're attracted to, like almost like
in a
Maxim magazine type of way. And I'm not going to speak, you know, maybe you are dating someone who's following like the next door neighbor for no reason. That, I mean, that's where it gets off the edge of ickiness and bad. And maybe there's an issue in the relationship, but you know, there's models out there that men are following.
Okay.
And if you look at the explore page, you're going to see what, you know, if it's all blonde.
You are your explore page. Is that the episode of the, is that the title of the episode today?
It may be. But it is, there's truth in that. Okay. It's not 100% true, but it ain't 0% true.
Okay.
It ain't even 50% true. We're closer to 75% true. Okay. But the whole point of that is if you're, like, I think a lot of men will get in their heads of like, why would I go out with something? They're cute. They're mm-hmm. good looking, but I'm looking for a relationship. I've had that go where I go, cute, good looking. But am I going to miss?
But you do go out with that person, don't you?
I've said no.
Okay.
I've been like.
Can you clarify when you're saying like they're cute, but they're not the look that I like?
Yeah, they're just not what I sweat. You know, like, okay. So like in the same way you'd say I like a taller guy. I'd be like, I like a curvier woman.
Okay.
When I say that, if I'm with someone who's not, if I'm matching with someone, if I see on a dating app, they're cute, they're smart, they're fun, they seem to have friends, and then I see the type isn't there, I go, you know, am I not, you know, you do get in your head about it.
Right. Am I not giving this person a chance?
Because, I'm not giving, because it looks like, so who am I?
So men do that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good to know.
I think we do that, and I think we do that as we go later in life. I think that's been a newer thing where I'm like, where you're thinking of relationships.
Okay.
So that if you're thinking of relationships, I think men do it. I think if they're thinking of like, I'm at the buffet, let's just start fucking eating.
You'd hook up with anyone.
I think there's an element of that for a lot of younger men that aren't looking for anything serious.
Okay.
Where that doesn't come into play. But again, this is what we've talked about on the show. Like, younger women are looking for more serious things than younger men. So they're thinking of those in those ways earlier, I would assume.
Right. I agree.
But
what it's interesting though, that like for men, you're saying they would hook up with someone that's not necessarily their type just because like, why not?
I think they think they're hot.
Right.
But how long does that, like, am I going to be turning my head for my type the rest of my life?
I see. Okay. But also like everyone kind of eventually turns into like an old person that's not your type.
I mean, don't besmirch our old kings.
Yeah.
Well, my question to you was going to be, you know, Mike is not Jewish. Was there ever a point where you were like only Jews? Did it ever matter to you? Because I think this like, this kind of
that's a good question.
Skirts into those areas too, that are even ickier.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people who wouldn't date, a lot of my friends who are Jewish who wouldn't date people who aren't Jewish. And I've definitely like, I think it's funny where like, I think when thinking about it, I was more open to not Jewish than to a shorter height because it's less, one is more about like a,
one matters.
One is more like you said, like an initial gut. Like I'm not attracted to someone's religion in a physical way.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? That comes later. That thought comes later. And like that thought did factor in. Obviously, I would be lying if I said I wouldn't, in a different world, would have had a preference that he were Jewish. But it's not that big of a deal for me.
But that's where the list comes in, and everyone's list is different. Like, where does looks rank on your list? Where does comfort rate on your list? Where does religion rate on your list? Family, all these things. And sometimes they're in the same spot as one another. Like, and you're wrestling with the two, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, this is all to say this person isn't wrong. I don't think they're an asshole at all.
Yeah.
I would also say that a part of this is, you go for what comes to you. So like, I do think she's not giving herself enough credit where she is found attractive by taller guys that she feels small in their arms. I think it goes both ways.
Right.
And that's something, like in her, she's like, I just like to feel small and I this. And it's like, I feel like a female Hulk. She's like beating herself up. Like, also, she has gotten attention in the past from a certain type of guy.
Right.
Because of her look. So I think in that case, we go for people that we go to places we've sprung oil before.
Right.
You know, I can say it about myself. Like, I think with like, I've gone towards Jewish women because they've been receptive towards me. I get a different look from them.
Buying what you're selling. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So like, I kind of steer my cruise ship that way.
Right.
So I don't know. So I'm trying to give her more credit than she's maybe giving herself.
Yeah, I think I understand her urge to be like, you know, could I be doing better if I were more open-minded? And I think we've all, like you've said, like men have that too. So it seems like we've all had that thought before. And I think that like, what I would say to that is like, I would just examine, is it like a societal thing or is it like a gut physical attraction to someone? And it's hard sometimes to take those two things apart.
Yeah.
Is it like the idea that a woman should be shorter than a man? Is that's like obviously not necessary thing. That's sort of like what society suggests that is like the norm. Right. But I think if you can sort of, and it's hard to do, if you can break those two things apart and say, no, it's actually just that I'm physically more attracted to this person, then do you. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think we're so hard on ourselves. Like I hear it in her email and I'm like, you're not an asshole for having standards and tastes. And again, those words, it's all about how you define those words. Standards, I'm below your standards. Yeah, the height limit is here. Well, you're below it. No, I'm kidding.
Well, here's my question also to you as a shorter guy.
What?
As a shorter guy
I've been insulted.
As a shorter than 6 foot guy, as you were saying before. Sure. Would you, let's say there was someone who was your height who generally dated taller guys and like thought, let's say it was this girl, right?
Mm.
But you know, everything, she loved everything else about you. And would you want her to go on the date?
That's an interesting, like, would I feel okay being on a date with someone who's like giving the little guy right. a shot?
So this is where it's just kind of like, this isn't normally my thing, well, but like, I want to be more open-minded and like, you seem like a great guy, so I'm going to go. But
I would argue most women make that the story after the fact. Like, I've been with many women who are like, at first I wasn't into it. And then you convinced me with a couple of jokes you told that I should take a look at your godforsaken ugly body. Like, go look at the How We Met page on every wedding website. It's that. It's like, I didn't know at first. And then this gargoyle, you know, but I would be okay with it. Listen, I would be okay with a taller woman. Like, I think I would have no, that's not even in my taste profile.
I think, as I'm saying, it's more about like, would you be okay if someone was like going into it, not like physically 100%, like, I know I'm into this.
I wouldn't want that, but I wouldn't, I would, I would feel bad here. I'd
if
be
you
like,
knew it, you
if
would
I knew it
right,
going yeah, in, yeah. I wouldn't do it. If I heard it on the other end of it, I wouldn't believe it.
Okay.
You know, like, I'd be like, okay, fine. You know, you get your fun fucking story where I'm the gargoyle idiot loser and you save me from a life of loneliness. Like, I don't know. And that's sometimes there's a healthy amount of,
I'm trying to think if I would want that from a guy. Like, if a guy was like, I generally really like blondes with like huge boobs and like, that's generally my type, but like, you seem great. You seem kind of interesting. Like, I guess I'll go out with you. I guess
the story doesn't work the other way.
Does it?
Like, there was a Bachelor contestant who's like, you know, I'm just like into women's minds. I don't care about anything else. I mean, yeah, try saying that on a date. You know, like,
well, I'm saying, would a guy go out with a guy with a girl who wasn't physical, who he thought was cute, but wasn't his type?
Yes.
Right. So I'm saying, like, would I care if the guy was like, I'm not really, if I was going out with a guy and I wasn't really his type, but he was kind of like, he thought maybe we would have a connection. I think I would be cool with it. But now that you're talking about, like, you just said the thing about like, oh, his entire life, he's just going to be looking past me at like the blondes.
Let me change this scenario a little bit, because no guy that you end up with would ever say that. I think we're smart. We're stupid, but we're smart enough. Well,
that's never on the wedding story.
The wedding story is like, oh,
she was not his type. His type at all.
I gave her a shot. Right. You know, this ugly, you know, duckling. So, no, but here's the more realistic way it happens.
Okay.
You're dating for a few months. You get his Instagram. You see on his Explore page, blonde with sleeve tattoos.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
How do you feel? And then you maybe say something, wow, these women look nothing like me.
Yeah.
We've gotten that email here.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably happens a lot.
And he says, that's just fantasy for me. Like, I, you know, and also like, that's a, but I enjoy you so much. Like, there's love here. And, you know, like, he goes into that. This is like, and you're beautiful too.
But I love you. Yeah. Right. You've got a look too.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah.
You're a different type of porno.
Yeah. I think I'd be okay with it, just because like, I also don't only pride myself on my looks. So I think I would be like, okay, I understand that I'm a real person with like a whole host of other traits that you clearly find somewhat attractive. And like, I don't expect someone that I'm dating to only think that I'm attractive. I expect them to think that other people are attractive.
Totally. I think this is why, like, so many times they say to you, like, if you don't got your shit together before you get in the relationship, it ain't going to be fixed by the relationship. Like, if you're going into the relationship being like, I just wish, you know, like, if only I was hotter.
Right.
You know, like, the guy's Explore page ain't going to make you feel better.
Yeah, I agree.
In most cases.
That's going to make you feel much worse.
Even if you are the type, you're going to go, am I just a fetish? Am I just, I'm not even as hot as these other people. You know, it's always going to come out in a bad way. So it's like, you got to own, that's what I'm saying. Right. Some level of naivete is welcome, I think.
And you can't police thoughts, I think, is also sort of the thing. The most you can ask of someone is to change their actions. Mm-hmm. And so like, whatever's going on in your head is, again, like, kind of none of my business until it is my business.
Yeah. In most guys' heads, it's like,
we don't need to know everything about every thought that someone we're dating has.
I agree.
And I wouldn't want them to know mine.
No.
So, you know?
I mean, sometimes that conversation can become sexy. You know, right. But it's also it has to be classy, thoughtful.
Yeah. It can't just be like, here's a thought dump of everything that, of, you know, like all the people that I think are super hot. Like, I don't think that has to be curated.
It's the difference between looking out of the corners of your eye at someone walking by and then going, look at that fat ass. You know, like you, there's a difference there.
Exactly.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's do some awkward sex. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Hey, Jared and Jordana, love the podcast. I've been listening for a year now. It makes my commute so much better every week. I've recommended to a few friends now that all love it. Thank you. Now for my awkward sex story. My now husband and I were in our sophomore year of college, and I was still living in a dorm room with another girl at the time. My roommate was away at her afternoon class, and my boyfriend was visiting. We were watching a movie on my laptop and spooning in on one of those tiny dorm beds. We were under the covers, and we were starting to get a little handsy. I love the phrase handsy.
Same. It's
phrase. One thing led to another, and we were having sex in the spooning position at 3 p.m. in a dorm room with Paul Blart Mall Cop playing in the background.
I feel like there's a genre of movie that's like sexual activity under the age of 20.
Mm.
And like there's a few movies that really like that, like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. You know?
Yeah, there's all, yeah, like background movie.
Yes. It's like we're watching a movie, but we're not watching like a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, we put it on for the idea of it.
Right.
And we don't mind that it's going. And there's also, I think, there's also like TV shows that happen during sex too. Like The Office.
Yes.
Because you can miss The Office.
Things that you don't have to pay attention to.
Yes.
Right.
It's like, you know, you're just hoping not to come before the end of the theme song.
Yeah. No one's losing their virginity to like Mayor of Easttown though.
No. You gotta zone in on that show. If that wasn't already funny enough, my roommate got out of the class early. We were still in bed under the covers with our top half clothes still on. So this is some Winnie the Pooh sex. And she didn't realize what we were doing. We were close friends at the time, and she was the one that introduced my husband and I. She had had a bad day and goes to climb into my bed in front of me and start talking through what was upsetting her with us. Hey, this wasn't necessarily weird for us then. What was weird was that I was being penetrated with my friend while my friend tried to tell me about her day. We couldn't get out of bed or readjust without her realizing what was happening, so we had to wait about 20 minutes for her to decide she was hungry and wanted to get food. Well, thanks, guys, for helping me out. I'm going to go get some Sparrow. Court. Yeah. Anyone want to go to
Qdoba? Can I swipe your meal card? Do you have an extra?
Meal card. Honestly, it all worked out because we ended up married and she never found out what she walked in on and got into bed with. Unless she listens to the pod, hope you like this awkward sex story. Sincerely, Reed the Roommate.
Reed the Roommate's a great name.
Great Love name.
This is very funny. Is she saying that he was just like inside her, not moving? For that period of time?
I would assume it turns into that situation where it's the game of freeze.
Right.
Like she goes, oh, guys, the day was so hard. She climbs into bed with them.
Very bold, I feel like, to climb into bed with your roommate and their boyfriend. Like, or climb into anyone. Maybe it's like, I think some girls have that like sort of like sleepovery type vibe. I don't think I would ever climb into anyone's bed without like an invitation.
Yeah, men don't do this. let me start with that. But I do understand, like, I could see how this, especially college, right. Everyone's just on top of each other and in sweats every casual, single day of yeah. the week. So there's not like, it's not like she was in her business suit with shoulder pads right. and was like, oh, like I had the
coming back from
day.
The office.
Yeah. Okay. It, or like from the subway. It's like you, and everybody's dirty, you know, right. like, so getting into bed with someone, I get it. But I agree with you. Like, it does seem like, it's. I think
he's
just,
bold.
This is yeah. bold. And he also went into like pure.
Okay. I'm not going to move
yeah.
at all. Right.
Penis sounds just like, sat.
It sounds kind of hot, but also like it would, but then it getting too weird.
It's,
do you know what I mean?
I can understand like the hot. Yeah. This is porno fodder.
Right.
Like you can.
No one knows what's happening under here, but it's also like, but actually like they've got to leave for this to actually be.
Yeah. This is coming of age movie scene. This yes. is American Pie. Exactly. This is, yeah, this is, it is. I can understand how it happens.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not something I would want to happen.
Right. Theoretically, it seems hot, mm-hmm. but it's not in practice, it's kind of just more awkward.
Totally awkward. And I mean, she hasn't told her friend they're married. They're in the 30s now.
Yeah, I would have right? told her, I think.
You would have told her?
I think so. Eventually.
You know, he was inside of me when you
actually,
sat down.
I don't
know.
It might be weird, actually, yeah, now that I'm thinking about it. I feel like it would have to be like the exact correct context. Otherwise, sure. It's like, why did you tell me that? Like,
yeah, just let me not right. know.
Or like, why didn't you just tell me to get off the bed?
I can understand why they did. Yeah, I can understand right. the, it would, the only way it comes up is she goes, were you guys fucking?
Like, she happened to say 10 years later, that time that I was in the
right. You guys got so awkward. Were you guys trying? The only way I could see that happening is like, were you guys trying to like, did I walk in on something?
Right.
Like
they would have to ask. Otherwise, it would be too
never,
weird.
Yeah,
to bring
there's
it up.
No way.
Also, like, unnecessary.
It, totally unnecessary.
And would just make the other person feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that person, like, you're the one in bed with her, the guy, like, the guy's never going to say anything. The right. The one in bed,
be
the girl would have to be like, take her sexuality to a different place that would feel uncomfortable.
Right. I like the idea of her just like hopping into the bed, though, completely absurd. Very
today,
college.
Professor Milstein was like, fucking horrible. Jumps
I just need
bed.
A snuggle sesh.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
My roomie.
Maddie had some good names. The Almost Threesome, Three's a Crowd, The Sneaky Spoon. I like those. Any thoughts on names?
I think Read the Roommate, the writer's thing was the best.
Two ladies and a little winky. freeze tag. I don't know. I like that they're kind of connected like Lego pieces. And she's like
right.
the third
That's
puzzle
what
piece.
I always doesn't... think of. It's like kind of makes you feel awkward when you envision it like that.
Yeah.
It's like stuck. Can't take it. It's going to be flaccid.
Well, it's getting flaccid, more and more flaccid, but it's just...
Just yeah. sitting there
a
limply.
Penis just sitting there in.
It would have to go, it would have to like go flaccid, correct?
It depends. You know, some people, I they, guess, you know, what day of the week? 3
some people
o'clock.
People might be into it.
3 o'clock, I'm going.
I miss just being able to watch a movie at 3 o'clock on a weekday.
What a life.
Seriously.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton, and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. SolDeJaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
All right, should we do another email?
Yeah, UUP@betches.com. Let's do...
All right. Hi, Jordana and Jared. Just wanted to say I love you up and everything you all cover. I finally started listening to the podcast a few months ago, and now it's part of my weekly routine. If this topic has been covered in a previous episode, please let me know. But here it goes.
We will not let you know.
We will just read it.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years, and 1 year ago, we moved to a new city to both start different careers. Since the move, I've taken off in my new career path and enjoy it. As a new face in the city, it's crucial that I frequently attend events, screenings, festivals, etc., and network, like one does.
Hold on. Who is this person?
I like how she's like, as the new face of CoverGirl.
Yeah.
I like, as the new Miss America. It's kind of like, you're just a, you don't.
This is either a very famous person or someone who lives in a very small town.
Right?
I must go to all the galas.
The events, what? Screenings, festivals, and I need to take a nap just reading that line. I wouldn't be doing any of this.
I can't understand this, like, introduction to the town, like she's in the Count of Monte Cristo. Right. Like, I don't know what life she's living.
Right, like, what city did they move to?
I kind of want to move to that city and see what that week of, you know, press opportunities is like.
It's crucial that I frequently attend events, screenings, festivals, etc.
I just imagine, like, an older woman telling her when she moves there, oh.
Well,
if you're going to be a part of the elites of Columbus, right. Ohio, you must attend all the dinners at the Chick-fil-A's and the local pasta barns.
Like, what is this, Bridgerton?
Yeah, it does feel like that.
It's very weird. But anyway, I guess if that's your thing, then like one does.
Good for her. And also, I do understand we want to set roots.
Sure.
She moved there with her boyfriend of 3 years. 1 year ago, we moved to a new city, start new careers.
Trying to make a life for herself.
Let's make a life. Yeah.
In the big city. That's right. Medium-sized city.
In Tampa Bay. If you're going to be a part of the Tampa community, you must attend the gala and don't wear anything from here.
Like, you'll get socialized, all right. Okay. This is where it's been hard. While doing what I believe is networking, I keep finding myself in unexpected predicaments. Example, me giving someone a business card because they seem interested in working together in an upcoming project/event, and the next morning waking up to, hey, it's that hot guy you met last night text. In the beginning, I would quickly show my boyfriend the text, explain myself, and we would laugh it off. No biggie. He wasn't bothered, it seems. And then it kept happening, to the point of me canceling attending events because it was just too much. I've worn fake rings to combat this. I quit drinking at events. I dress conservatively, only put on mascara. Not at all here for any one type of vibe.
This has got to be annoying.
I mean,
it is a predicament. This is like a luxury lounge issue of sorts. I guess sorts.
It's kind of like I'm too hot for this town. Like, what do I do if I'm the hottest person in Cleveland? I don't know. Like, I guess.
We love Cleveland. Yeah. BT Dubs and Columbus and Tampa.
Okay. So this is all to say, what social cues am I completely missing? How do I let people know I'm here for the networking only when I don't even feel like they're asking me out on a real date till they are, like the example below? And do I keep bringing this up to my boyfriend, or will that be detrimental to either my relationship or my career if I'm stuck choosing between the two? Example, and you could be him and I'll be her.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to a media event at XXX on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Want to join me?
Sure. I've been hearing great things about it.
We can do dinner at Rosewood too. They've been trying to get me to stop in lately.
Sounds good.
Cool. We'll aim for Thursday or something.
And she says, like to us, back in the email, what? I thought he meant dinner after the media event or something. Now he wants to see me Thursday too. Q feeling sick all of a sudden and cancel all plans. If you have any advice on this absolutely ridiculous situation, please help a betch out. Trying to save my career and my relationship. Sincerely, Clueless in the City. P.S. As for the boyfriend, I haven't seen any sign of emotion either way on all of this besides laughing about it in the beginning. Maybe 1 to 2 texts like a, hey, what time will you be home text when I'm out for work, but never waits up for anything. No signs of jealousy. Only weird comment I received from him asking once, are you going to wear the sign of our eternal love? As I'm guessing a sarcastic comment to me wearing the fake ring I bought myself to wear to events when I fly solo. Other than that, complete silence on all of this.
It's an interesting predicament. It's something that's hard to like complain about.
Right.
For the reason that you made fun of her for. you know, when I hear this, I go, that's gotta suck. You can't even go to like a networking event. But like,
my question is like, someone could keep asking, you know, someone could ask you out and you could just like say no. Like, to me, I don't.
What do you think of the scenario that was given before? Okay. Like, the scenario below?
This is
hard
for me to relate to because I am a very antisocial bitch. Mm. So, like, I'm not really going to networking events myself, but I'm trying to see, like, she seems, like, more friendly than I would be. But that's probably her personality. So if you're, like, very attractive and very friendly, I can see how that would be misconstrued as flirtatious. But you could be, like, networking and, like, doing your thing, but also not be that friendly. But if that's her personality, then like, well, that's her personality.
I mean, looking at this conversation, we can do dinner at Rosewood too. They've been trying to get me to stop in lately.
I would be like, oh, I'm not sure if I'll have time.
I would also write, sorry, I have dinner with my boyfriend that night, but I would love to get together with you for drinks before we go to the event. Like,
she seems like, as I'm saying, she seems like maybe like a little people pleasery or down when like, and maybe she wants to do a platonic dinner, but like, I do think most people don't. There would be something sort of inferred by a dinner with someone you don't know that well of the opposite sex if you're heterosexual.
I had a friend,
not to be Mike Pence.
I had a friend who told me that they went on like a networking thing and then ended up at drinks after, and the person, you know, was like kind of inferring that they, you know, the networking thing gets tough because alcohol is involved, and the way people cheat now, you know, the way a lot of guys will cheat, or, you know,
the new cheating trend.
The new trend in cheating, as if I should tell you myself. No, they make it your decision a lot of times.
You're opting into all of these things.
So I can understand where she's like, oh, I'll do dinner, cool. And then you get to dinner and she goes, and he's like, you know, the conversation goes a certain way. And she's like, and she has to be the one to like, I empathize with her position because she always has to be the one to turn on the lights and go, okay, enough.
Right.
Turn off the music. We're dancing too close. Like, that's exhausting. I can understand that if this is happening so much that she's writing into the show.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great way to do it is what you said, just sort of inserting your relationship into those conversations. And I do think most guys would sort of take that.
Okay, yeah, we can't account for the animals. Like, let's say in the center part of the graph, you go, hey, I have, like, if I heard, and I like to think I'm the center part of the bell curve, if I heard, hey, I have boyfriend dinner on Thursday, but I'll do drinks before, okay, cool, we do the drinks before, and I stop asking for these dinner dates.
Right.
But, you know, if he comes back with, okay, how about dinner next week, then you have to assume this is for networking.
Right.
You know, and then you go or you don't.
But if you go and you're still sticking to that
networking, then there should be no, to me, there's no miscommunication there.
And it seems like her boyfriend trusts her. So I kind of feel like she seems trustworthy. Her boyfriend trusts her. As long as you're sticking to your...
Him asking, hey, are you going to wear the sign of our eternal love? It's funny, but it is communicating. I noticed that you put it on.
But I feel like it's probably something
I
feel like it's probably something he appreciates.
No. It does sound like he appreciates it, but I'm saying it has been noticed.
Right.
Take it for what that's worth.
I mean, would you not notice if your girlfriend was wearing a fake ring?
She's obviously told him why this is happening. I don't think she has to tell him anything other than, you know, like the weird, like how do you, she doesn't have to say every text that comes through, check him through him. It's just like, hey, I ended up going to that networking dinner with that guy and he's a real creep. I told him I have a boyfriend and he's kept coming on to me. Mm-hmm. That would be a story to tell, you know? Right.
If someone is persistent in that, yeah.
Yeah. I think mentioning you have a boyfriend wherever you can slip it in and not, and I know some women feel bad about that. They're like, I don't want to be the girl that says I have a boyfriend.
Well, there's ways for it to come up naturally. You can reference someone any way that you'd reference a roommate or anyone that anyone else is in your life.
You would assume you have things to say about your boyfriend if you're living with your boyfriend in a new town. Yeah. There are things to say. Yeah.
Or ask him to come with you to some of these events.
Sure.
Also.
But all the galas. He can't keep up with such a social calendar. Who could keep up with my?
Yeah, I mean, this seems like a nice problem to have. Do you know what I mean? It's like the parents, it's like the kid who his parents have like the nicest house in the neighborhood and everyone wants to hang out there. And the parents are like, I don't really want like all you kids here, but like you have the best house. So like everyone wants to come. It's kind of like, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, but nobody wants to be used. You know, like even that kid, I'd be like, is anyone here my friend? We got a fucking pool table. That's why you're here.
Right.
You know, like my parents go out of town a lot. So that's why you're friends with me. So you can party here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's a thing that famous people say, you know, does anyone actually want to hang out with me?
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio is looking out his window every night. Does anyone like me?
That's why it's good to be non-famous, poor, and ugly. So you know that anyone who's hanging out with you is for your personality.
The only people with real friends.
Right?
That's it.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let's play some games, right?
Let's do it.
UUP at Betches.com. Send them in. UUP at Betches.com. Today's Red Flag Deal Breaker game is brought to you by High Noon Hard Seltzer. Woo! We are fans of High Noon. I can't tell you enough. A black cherry High Noon.
It's good.
Like, that is a mentality. That is a vibe. That is a day. That is a going to a place of serenity to me.
Yes.
And it's made with real vodka. I mean, like, It is the best tasting of them. So do you like
love
things that taste good?
I do.
Me too.
Big fan of things that taste good.
So if you're a fan of things that taste good, iNoon is the drink for you.
Exactly. And with flavors like pineapple, black cherry, watermelon, grapefruit, peach, lime, mango, and passion fruit, they've got a high noon for every occasion. Try high noon the next time you're on a first date or just hanging out with your friends. Let's play some games.
Red flag or deal breaker? You ready?
I'm ready.
I met a guy out at a bar, talked the whole night, asked for my number. Got drinks the following day. Things went really well after the first date. I Googled him and found his LinkedIn. Turns out he lied about his job the first time I met him at the bar. Said he was a lawyer, but he actually works in sales. Don't care at all what he does. To be honest, I'm not really into lawyers because my ex was one. but made me think if he lied about something like that, he probably lied or will lie about other things. Do I break off our plans this week? Do I go out with him and wait for him to tell me or call him out on it? Help.
I will say one thing about the lawyer thing is that a lot of people like are lawyers who don't really practice law, or like the law, their job, like being a lawyer is like sort of a prerequisite for it, but they're not a practicing lawyer.
That's what I thought.
Right.
So this lives in the land of a could not, he might be saying I'm a lawyer, but.
His job title is not a lawyer. Right.
It can happen.
Yeah. But he uses his law degree in his job. Perhaps.
And he's picking up women at bars. And what sounds better? I'm in sales or I'm a lawyer at most.
Right.
You know, he's playing the numbers game a little bit himself.
And maybe he technically is. Who knows? I think it's okay to say, to go out with this person. I don't think this is like an automatic sign of like a complete sociopath. I think you can go out with the person and say, hey, I actually kind of looked you up and it says you're in sales. Are you a lawyer? Or you're in sales? I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I think if you say it in a non-aggressive way too, it's like, give them a chance to explain themselves.
Yeah. I the mistake becomes, what type of law do you practice?
Gotcha.
I practice, court is adjourned. And then he leaves.
Yes. That like, sounds fun. Way to play that out.
Right? Yeah, it's not a deal breaker for me. I think it's also okay to go, no, the way you said it is perfect.
You can just admit to, I don't think Googling someone is wrong. I think it's more wrong to not Google someone. Almost.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right?
You have not, yeah, totally.
All right, let's do another. Hi, J&J. I've been a loyal listener of the podcast, and I recently stumbled across my own red flag or deal breaker. I've been dating this guy for a few months, and things were going great. I live with my parents and recently got a new puppy. I invited the guy over to meet the puppy and also meet my parents. He said yes and expressed his excitement to meet my parents and my puppy. The day he's supposed to meet them, he changes the time by 4 hours later because he wanted to hit the gym first.
Tell your parents. Tell mom and pops I gotta go get in the reps.
That's the worst excuse.
Yeah. Gotta get in a quick pump.
It's funny because I sometimes do want to move plans because I want to work out before, but I would never that would never be the reason on paper I would give.
I get it.
Do you know what I mean?
I get it. You know, you want to be in the right state of mind. A workout makes you feel good. You want to get it in.
But if I were meeting someone's parent for the first time, I would never, even if that was what I really wanted to do, I would make something else up.
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, this is the first time.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm so pumped to meet those parents and your puppy. If it fits into my fitness routine.
Exactly. I explained to my parents and they understood. Fast forward to an hour after he was supposed to come to my house,
uh-oh,
and he still hasn't shown. I text him, hey, are you on your way? And he says he needs to walk his dog and then he'll be right over.
Oy.
Wow. I explained to him that being late was a huge deal to me and my parents, especially since my mom had prepared a hot meal for us to have together.
She made her famous chicken casserole.
That's such an interesting way to phrase that. Like,
no, you're a late piece of shit. You're embarrassing me. Not that the meal will get cold. Like
I told him he should just come another time and that I was confused if him not coming was about him meeting my parents. He said he had just...
This is a total example. Women are never turned off, always confused.
Right.
I'm just confused as to what
I think she was pretty straightforward with him. Like,
oh,
it's a big deal to me.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. You decide to work out. You're an hour late. You're walking your dog. The food is getting cold.
He said he had just stayed out too late and being the designated driver the night before, and that he was profusely sorry. The designated driver is the least likely to be hungover.
Yeah,
I'm confused. That was, he went the wrong route there.
He went the wrong route. He thought he was going, I'm a good guy route.
Right.
When really I'm, it's like, you're not hungover guy.
Yeah, route. Like that's even worse.
Yeah. You got a good night's sleep. I don't care if it was 4 hours.
I told him that I get it and life happens, but my parents think I should break up with him based off this incident, and so do some of my friends. So red flag or deal breaker? Sincerely, confused new puppy owner.
You got to end it.
If it was just one part of all of those things, I think it would be just a red flag. But because it's all of them, he was late. He asked to change it to 4 hours earlier. Then he was late. And then he said the excuse was about the gym. And then he said the other excuse was about him being the
where's the
driver.
Apology? Yeah. She doesn't even like, you would, if there was some sort of like, I don't know. And then this is a bad start, to say the least.
The parents, yeah, I would say.
It's hard because
it's also embarrassing for her.
The whole thing is embarrassing. I mean, we're laughing at it.
I mean, just like, in case you thought that people weren't laughing at you.
No, this is embarrassing. But also, it, you know, I understand. It's, you know what sucks about this? She's like, I got a guy who says he's pumped about meeting the parents. I'm at the finish line. And then you get to the finish line of like wherever, you know, this is when she has to realize, is a relationship a goal or is a good relationship a goal?
Yeah. Do you want to be with just anyone or do you want to be with someone who you feel good about?
And I'm saying to her, none of this made you were confused and not mad, not turned off. At what point do you get turned off if this doesn't?
Right. Or the thing to also remember is that the person who acts like this before they're your boyfriend is not going to stop acting like that once they're your boyfriend. And I think that I've had to cross that mental hump before where I was like, if I could just get like the, you know, if they seem serious, maybe like once they're more committed, they'll change the way they're acting. And it's like, that's not that never happens.
No, people are cruise ships. They can move. They can't turn on a dime.
Exactly.
They can turn little by little. And it's just, this one's sad to me because I can, I understand.
He wanted to come meet the parents and the puppy.
I want to do a lot of things that I don't end up doing because I find better things to do. So I don't know. And I feel for her because she's also holding on to it. Like the other thing that I feel for is she wants to prove she was right and not a fool.
Right.
That there's some pride element.
There's
like
an element of not wanting to cut your losses.
Yeah. The family. No, I can show you that I have a good picker.
Right.
And yeah, you are a good picker of a first and second date. You wouldn't know. You had no idea that he was going to be a bad 4 month in.
Yeah.
That's not your fault. Let it go.
I agree. Deal breaker.
Let's do one more.
Okay, cool.
He invites you to be his date at a wedding where you don't know anyone and doesn't tell you until 3 days before that he is in the wedding. Okay. Context. After a few awesome dates with this guy, he invited me to be his date in an upcoming wedding for his friend. I asked for details and agreed. He gave me the start time and told me how long it would take to drive and when was the best time to leave. Given that it was a 2-hour drive plus the fact I didn't know his friends, I assumed we would be driving together. Wrong.
Wrong.
That was in all caps too. 3 days before the wedding, he tells me how he is leaving the day before me for the rehearsal because he was a groomsman. So not only did he hit me with that the surprise that I would be driving myself there, but he also hit me with how he would be MIA through the entire day of the wedding because the groom's friends were going golfing and then heading to the church before everyone else. What do we think? Red flag or deal breaker?
Here's my question. Is this a guy, and tell me if I'm making excuses and confused, or is this an example of a guy just being kind of clueless and not figuring out how it would work until like the week of the wedding? Or is this guy a kind of an asshole who's not considerate at all?
Jordana, we've done this podcast long enough where we're thinking the same way.
Okay.
Because, and no, only the best podcasts agree to agree.
Some healthy non-debate.
Yeah, that's a good. That's what the marks a great podcast. But I thought the same exact thing. I thought age kind of matters. I don't really. You can only go with the details that
don't
are given.
Have that much information.
The age. If this guy's 22, it's the first wedding out of college. I kind of get how this happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes him a bad guy. It makes him a clueless guy. It makes him immature. First wedding with the friends. I think he's probably thinking he has to bring a date. You guys had three. You said after a few awesome dates, you know,
which also makes us think they're young.
Yeah, which makes the youngness. And so you go, but if this is his even second wedding.
Right. He probably thought he was being really considerate by being like, okay, this is the start time and this is how long it's going to take you to drive and you should probably leave at this time. He's like, I fucking plan this totally. Out.
Because I am the type, like if anyone is the type to be underprepared for a wedding,
right?
I am that guy. I have shown up to weddings without the buttons and the cummerbunds and the, and been the guy that like the what, you know, the my friend's, you know, fiance is like, he doesn't have the cummerbund. You know, like I've been.
I mean, this is the kind of people we make the welcome packet that no one reads for.
That's right. The person least likely to read it is who you're making it for. But this, and I'm speaking from the perspective of thoughtless wedding single guy.
Right.
This is a little, you need more information. This isn't enough information.
Yeah. You need to ask for more information or tell the person that you don't feel comfortable. And like the best, because I agree, we don't have enough information to judge this guy on whether he's clueless or he's, you know, just like inconsiderate and rude. I would tell him like, hey, like I actually like didn't realize we wouldn't be going up together. And like this, I feel very uncomfortable because I don't really know anyone there. And just like I would just express how you feel and then let him come up with solutions to it. And see how he responds to you saying that. And I think that will tell you a lot more than like what she wrote in.
I would even go further.
Okay.
I would say it's deal breaker on the wedding, not on him.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go 2 hours away by myself to a wedding where you're not even going to be with me the whole time. We had such a great time that a wedding would be fun with you.
Right.
I just don't see how this is going to be fun for me. And I hope you have a great time. You got my number. I'd love to do a date again and see if we can kind of come back from this speed bump that we're entering.
And he might even be happy about that because he might have invited her and not realizing that there was all this other shit that went into it. And then what is he going to say? Like, actually, like especially if he likes her, he's not going to say like, actually, like you may probably shouldn't come. But so he's actually giving you a way for you to come.
Give him the out.
Right. Give him the out. And like maybe, and again, I think for him, if he realized that late, like he still wanted to invite her, this is an easier solution for him. It might just be like a mistake on his end.
I have been drunk before and I have said things that I meant when I was drunk and really woke up thinking, whoo, I guess I'm wearing capri pants next week. You know, like you have that thing where you're like, you agree
to that. Yeah.
You know, why did I agree to those plans? Right. Why did I get ahead of myself? And again, this can happen. Like
and he
I'm
followed
off-
through. So he was like, you know what I mean? He was taking it seriously that he said you should come, but like maybe when he realized what actually was going to go into it.
Yeah. And beware of him following through, but only enough to make you uncomfortable to not want to do it.
Okay. Cool, we'll reconnect then and then not doing that.
Well, let me take you inside the mind of a murderer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say he says to her, oh my God, you got to come to this wedding. He's drunk. They go on the awesome date. They go to the, and then she finds out all this. He's like, oh, I can't do this. Okay. I'm going to leave a day early. I'll tell her you drive there. So like, you know, this
so
could be part.
You're saying he's the worst guy, you know, he's trying, he's making it more and more difficult so that she will pass.
Yeah. It's like when George on Seinfeld, like they are like, it's like Office Space when they have the guy in the office.
Oh, yeah, they keep moving him to the basement, to like a more remote area.
He's like, if you see my stapler, like he's so
right.
I guess that's an element of gaslighting.
I think a lot of guys do this to get you to break up with them in like a different kind of scenario.
Totally.
But yeah, I can see.
So, but beware. I'm just giving all the scenarios because I'm not letting this guy off the hook for being an immature, thoughtless dummy. I'm also not letting him off the hook for being, you know, an asshole who doesn't think of other people. Right. But we also have to not let him off the hook for a guy who got ahead of himself and is using the worst technique to get out of getting ahead of himself.
Yeah, I mean, if that's who he is, that's very annoying. But I guess that's possible too.
Yeah, no to the wedding.
If he's older, that might. I think that's a more realistic thing that's happening.
If so, yeah. So let me deal breaker. If he's under deal breaker for the wedding, go out with him again. If he's under 25,
okay.
Over 25, deal breaker on everything.
Right.
That would be my yeah.
Yeah, because he should know.
You got to, dude. That was a dude directly to him.
I'd love for you to come, but you got to get that. You got to figure out how to get there. It's 2 hours away. There's nowhere for you to stay. You just have to sit outside on the lawn. And if you could pick up my my dry cleaning and bring it with you, that would be even better.
There's a ferry that goes once a week. And
but would love for you to come.
Yeah. Well, listen, people, that's it for today. Red Flag or Deal Breaker was brought to you by High Noon Hard Seltzer. Oh, real vodka, real juice, 100 calories, gluten-free, no sugar added. I love it because it tastes unbelievable. I drink it on a porch with a glass, a lot of ice. I really...
Right before you attend all of your social events.
All the galas and quinceañeras and bat mitzvahs and the town. All my gowned events. Love, love, love. Don't you love it?
I love it. And you can find where to purchase High Noon by visiting highnoonspirits.com.
Well, we solved dating again, Jordana.
Look at us. So proud of us.
December 8th, live show. If you're listening right now, I don't know why you wouldn't be at the show other than not being in New York City. But... come on out.
It's going to be a great time. See you then. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.